It's 4:07 on this Thursday afternoon. Good afternoon, everybody. Thanks for being a part of CFAX as we get this afternoon going. I'm Ryan Price. Let's talk about the road out to Bamfield. It was earlier this year when a couple of students died on that road when the bus they were traveling in on the gravel logging road flipped down an embankment. There have been efforts since then to try to get this road upgraded, and we have some possible news about some progress on all of that. And here to share the story and talk about it is Chief Robert Dennis. He is with the Huwaiyat First Nation. Good afternoon to you, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for being here. So my understanding is you had a chat with the Premier about possible progress on this Bamfield Main Road.
Yeah, we had a very good meeting. I think that the focus of the meeting, as far as I was concerned, was to develop, the how we're going to do it. And the Premier agreed that we would form an action group. From my understanding now, that first meeting after this meeting is now being organized, and we get down to talking about how it's going to be done.
Do you have a sense of timelines from all of this? I know it's small steps. It's just getting the meetings together and making the plans. But what's your sense on the timeline of all this?
Well, my sense on the timeline on that regard, I'm not too optimistic in terms of having it done, in short term. But in terms of the long term picture, I understand, the revenue issues facing government. I recognize, the downturn in our major economy in regard to forestry. So I'm looking at some timelines within the next 3 to 4 years.
But I guess the bottom line here is this meeting did happen, and you're feeling like, hey, this might actually be a thing. The government said they were going to do something, and here we are a couple of months later with at least something.
Well, I'm very, very appreciative of the Premier. He committed to meeting us in our homeland here. He came down, and he committed to forming of an action group. That's been done, and so I'm looking very positively forward, and one of the things that we're willing to do to help us along is that, as a nation, we've committed to participate in the cost of the upgrade.
Okay, and what kind of costs do you think are going to be involved, and how much of the costs would you be able to support?
Well, we're looking at the total project's going to be $25 million as far as our level of participation. We'll sit down and talk about it, and I anticipate that'll be part of our discussion of the action group moving forward.
What do you actually need to see done here? Because right now, what you have is a fairly treacherous logging road. It's filled with potholes. It's filled with shaky banks, as we know tragically from a few months ago. And this is really the main way into the Bamfield area. What do you want to see done, and what do you want this road to look like when this is all finished?
Well, our most preferred option, Ryan, was to have the road paved. But that's not going to happen under this government. I think they're making it very clear. So we're pursuing the second best option, which is chip sealing the road. It's a surface that's next to paving, and that's what we like to pursue. And we've done all our engineering work to determine that from our perspective it's feasible. And we're looking forward that the province might look at our information in a favorable way.
Now, this is also, I guess, complicated in that it's an old logging road. So is there any involvement from forestry companies in this as well?
Well, there is involvement. The roads right now are permitted, but the road itself is owned by the province. So, and they permit sections of the road to Western Forest Products, and they permit sections of the road to Mosaic Forestry and to Huwaiyat First Nation. So, in our view, all from a legal perspective and a legislative perspective, the surfacing can be done.
Now, well, of course, this got into the news when this UVic bus had its crash, had that tragedy, two kids dead in this. And the reason they were heading there is because of the research station, because of the marine science and all of that. But obviously, from your perspective, from the Huwaiyat First Nation, this is a key lifeline, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, and certainly I'd like to take this time again to express our deepest sympathies to the victims and their families. And, you know, they're one of the reasons that we're even pursuing this in a much more aggressive way. And I'm pleased that, you know, the premier has vowed to upgrade the road. So yes, it is a lifeline, and that's why we're being really active. And as a leader of this nation, I've been very active for all the time that I've been in office, which has been now about 21 years.
Are there other ways, and forgive my ignorance if I don't know this, but are there other ways that your residents get around? Are there boats? Are there other avenues out of your First Nation, or is this road really it?
This is primarily it, but we do have another way. There is a ferry that runs between Port Alberni. It is a nice 4-hour ride, and probably more like 5-6 hours by the time you get to Banfield. But, you know, and or by the time we get home. So anyway, that is the only other alternative. And then there's seaplane. And, of course, that's all depending on the weather. If you got good weather, the seaplanes can fly. If not, they're not able to fly.
But maybe moving forward, we will get to an upgrade on this road. We're talking to Chief Councillor Robert Dennis of the Huiyet First Nation, who met with Premier John Horgan. In fact, the Premier even went out there recently to talk a bit more about what we can do about upgrading this road. And while it might not get fully paved, we're talking about something called chip seal. And as you said, it's not quite pavement, but it's the next best thing.
Right.
Yeah. And so with any luck, we will start to move towards that, because we might not be at the point of doing the work yet, but those conversations are at least moving forward. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. Anything else you want to add while we've got you on the line?
No, that'd be fine. Thank you.
Right. Well, thank you very much for talking to us, and I hope you have a great day out there in the Banfield area.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Great. Okay, Chief Dennis on the line with me right there. I do hope that that gets done. And, I mean, it does sound like there are some positive noises coming out of the government. I mean, the premier went all the way there, so that's good to see, and hopefully it gets done. But yeah, you know, you live in Victoria, and sometimes it's easy to forget that as soon as you leave this city, even within the boundaries of the Capital Regional District, sometime you just get to that further areas of the CRD, and it's a different world out there. And sometimes it's logging roads, and it's resource towns, and it's a different situation. And sometimes those roads are not the best. And it'd be good to see that one, which gets used by a lot of folks, getting upgraded. And maybe we are getting to that point. We're going to take a quick break here. We got to get caught up on the news headlines and also the traffic as we get through this afternoon. We'll be back with you in just a moment here on CFAX 10.